This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc. I'm speaking with Joe Wade. Joe, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So are you coming up on maybe a 70-year anniversary with St. Joan of Arc? Did you go there?
I'm sorry?
Did you go there? Don't you have about 70 years with St. Joan of Arc?
Well, no. Next year will be the 70th anniversary of my graduation from Joan of Arc Grade School.
Right, that's what I was getting at. So how did you get originally connected with St. Joan of Arc? Was it your parents that had you and your siblings go there when you were growing up?
Yes, I was born, and that was the parish into which I was born.
And your sister Rita also, and she became basically a sister or a daughter of the church?
Yes, she's a sister of Providence.
Sister of Providence. So what was your involvement with the church over the years?
Well, I went to the grade school, and it was, in my opinion, a very, very fine grade school. And then I was involved in the athletic programs. In 1948, we won the city championship, and then 49 and 50. Three consecutive years of winning the city championship in football, and that's never been equal. We're the only school to have done that in the history of Indianapolis CYO. And we, in 1949, we won the city championship in baseball. And then in 1952, we won the city championship in baseball. So the school had a very, very strong athletic program. And it was It engaged an awful lot of the students who were attending the grade school, and the girls had a very, very strong kickball program. So that was a very attractive element of the parish, the athletic program for the young people.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the church itself, like the architecture and some of the details within the church? What are some things that really stood out to you?
Well, about 1950, and I'm not sure of this exact year, but it was repainted, and that the scaffolding and such were of inconvenience, but it was a painting that was needed, and it was quite good painting. And it was our pastor was Monsignor Clement Bosler, who in many, many respects was ahead of his time. Liturgically, he told us that eventually we would have the vernacular. And he was saying this in the 50s, and of course, not until the mid-60s did we have the vernacular. And he didn't have a parish council as such, but he frequently consulted with lay people about matters pertinent to the parish. And he was a very kind man, and he was not only kind to the parishioners, but he was also rather well known as being kind to his fellow priests, the priests that were associates at St. Joan of Arc.
Okay, so what were some of the people that you really appreciate you know, kind of dealing with and that's been helping out with the church over the years, if you like to mention.
Well, there were several families that were, in my opinion, outstanding. There were the Kiefer family, the Desitels and the Moonies and the Lords, and there were several families that were well known throughout the parish because of their involvement in the parish.
Okay, and then what would be some of your favorite memories with the church itself, or going to school there, or just anything that's really stood out over the years?
Well, there were four priests assigned to the parish simultaneously, and so the priests were very much in evidence. And throughout my 8 years of attending St. Joan of Arc, each year I had a Sister of Providence as a teacher. And Monsignor Bosler, on occasion have a bunch of women come in after he had celebrated Mass, and they were complaining about needing more fans in the church and the lavatories not being as clean as they should have been. And he would listen to them for a while, and then he would just put his arm in his cassock and turn his hearing aid off. And then he would, after the women finished talking, he would wish them well. And even though he had not heard all of their conversations, I found that to be quite humorous.
Right. All right, so would you like to put your sister on so we can kind of hear some
sure.
of her memories
here,
as well?
Here she is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Edanne. How are you?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I said good morning, Sister Rita. How are you? So, Sister Rita, what's some of your first memories of St. Joan of Arc?
Well, I think that we had excellent teachers. We had large classes, and excellent teachers and dedicated teachers who were interested in our total life, not just our academic success. But it was a real dedication on their part.
Okay. And what were some of the things that you helped out with, the different committees or groups or roles?
Well, we helped out with helping the lower grade teachers of the primary teachers at different times with the children on rainy days. We helped out with them. We helped out with the counting of the children's collection envelopes.
Okay.
And on the playground, ever so often, we took our turn playing with the primary children.
Gotcha. So how would you kind of describe the some favorite aspects of the church itself, with the architecture and the painting and kind of different details of the church? What did you like the most?
Oh, I think it was beautiful. They have the beautiful painting of Mary and Joseph on the other side. And we had frequent distribution of Holy Communion in those days, about every 10 minutes. And there were many, many daily communicants at Joan of Arc. We don't have that today. It's not liturgically encouraged. We take communion during the Mass. But in those days, every 10 minutes, and we had many, many daily communicants at Joan of Arc. And our priests were unusual in that they spent a lot more time with the children on the playground. Father Somm, Ed Somm, who later became pastor at Immaculate Heart, used to come on the playground every day, as did Father John Lynch.
Okay.
And then following him, Father Noel, I forget his first name, but he also spent a lot of time. I often wondered how they regulated their schedule, because they were so generous with time, and they do anything, you know, to help facilitate things on the playground. We were one of the largest schools. We had over 700 at one time. And Christ the King and Immaculate Heart all had been associated with Joan of Arc, and then they were offshoots, so to speak.
Right. So what are some of your favorite memories that have happened over the years?
Pardon me?
What are some of your favorite memories that have happened over the years?
I didn't see the fact that we had so many different Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. We had a mother's club that was very interested in the children. They used to take us monthly to the Uptown Theater for a matinee. And interestingly, we were allowed to bring our young brothers or sisters at the price of 10 cents to accompany us. And I think I was very impressed that, you know, the sisters would take on that burden, in a sense, of having to take care of the little ones in addition to their own classes. We had a strong music program at Joan of Arc for private piano lessons. And each day, a certain group played the piano and the children marched out for dismissal from upstairs and downstairs, which was rather unusual for grade school.
Right. Well, that's great. So is there anything else you'd like to share, just as far as your favorite memories or anything else you'd like to talk about before we close this out about St. Joan of Arc?
Well, I think anyone who graduated from there certainly felt a sense of pride in the school and in the parish. And even today, I think there's a special pride in graduating from Joan of Arc.
That's great. All right, well, I thank you both for your time. If you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out.
All right.